The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today on Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton.
You don't get to marry the girl, and you got to give over this huge sum of money, your life savings, your family has to. And oh, by the way, now you don't have a bride price to pay for some other girl to give to her family, because you've already given that money to the first girl. And so premarital sex is costly. It's costly in a lot of ways.
Premarital sex is very much a norm in our culture, but Scripture makes no mistake in its stand against it. Today, Pastor Dan will teach on the Lord's standards about this topic for those in the Old Testament. There can be a ripple effect of emotional consequences as a result of sexual sin, but there were real practical consequences in the Old Testament as well. God knew that even though our flesh may desire such sins, His will for us to abstain is what is best. You will never regret obedience to God. Now here's Pastor Dan in the book of Exodus, chapter 22, for today's edition of Ring of Truth.
Again, here, you're taking care of your neighbor's livestock. A sheep gets attacked by an animal, gets killed. You bring the carcass to your neighbor so they can see for themselves what happened. Now, why is this important? Because it's going to eliminate any doubt in their mind. Because if you just say, hey, one of your sheep got killed while you were gone, they're going to wonder, is he telling me the truth? Or did he have lamb chops for dinner? And he's just saying that. And so by bringing the carcass, as gross as that is, you're eliminating any question in their mind. Now, someone might say, well, I shouldn't have to bring the carcass. They should just trust me. They should just believe me. If I tell them that one of their sheep got killed by a lion, I shouldn't have to prove that to them. That's, my word should be good enough for them. Well, again, you're doing this not because you're not trustworthy, but just to eliminate any possible room for doubt. So it's just a good idea to do it so that there can be no, you know, division in your friendship with your neighbor. So verse 14, and if a man borrows anything from his neighbor, and it becomes injured or dies, the owner of it, not being with it, he shall surely make it good. So if you borrow something from your neighbor and it breaks while you're using it, you make it good. You repair it or you replace it. So if you borrow your neighbor's chainsaw and it fries while you're using it, it seizes up, you don't call your neighbor and say, hey, your chainsaw's not working. What'd you loan me this piece of junk for? No, you go get it fixed or you go buy him a new one and you bring the new one back to his house and say, hey, your chainsaw quit while I was using it, so I got you a new one. You make it right. You take personal responsibility for yourself. And maybe you just happen to be, you know, the one using it when it broke. You weren't doing anything wrong. It's not your fault. And that's just the way it goes. But you still make it right. And you get him a new one. Verse 15, though, if its owner was with it, he shall not make it good. It was hired. It came for its hire. So in this case, if the owner of the chainsaw says, hey, I'll come over and help you out, and they're using their chainsaw on your property, or they're standing there while you're using their chainsaw and the thing seizes up and starts smoking, well, they're there. And so you don't have to replace it in that case. And the owner of the chainsaw shouldn't say, well, it broke while it was cutting trees on your property. You owe me a new chainsaw. No, you were here. You saw how I was using it. You didn't correct how I was using it. It's your chainsaw. And so you don't need to replace it. So now we come to verse 16. If a man entices a virgin who is not betrothed and lies with her, he shall surely pay the bride price for her to be his wife. Now, this law has to do with premarital sex between a man and a woman. If a man and a woman engage in premarital sex with each other and it's consensual, the law of God says they should get married. According to God, sex is only for the marriage covenant. And so if a couple sleeps together before they're married, they should get married. Now, we live in a culture that is so far away from God's standard. But this is God's standard. We live in a culture where premarital sex is accepted. It's even expected in a relationship. It's normal. We live in a hookup culture. But God says sex is for marriage. And if you have sex before marriage, then you should marry that person to make it right. Whoa. I don't want to marry her. I don't want to marry him. I don't want to spend the rest of my life with him as my husband. He's a nice guy. But he's not like until death do we part material. Or, whoa. I like her. But I don't think I'm ready for marriage. We're just sleeping together. Well, if you're sleeping together in God's opinion, you are saying he is the one, or she is the one. And now the right thing to do is get married. God's design is courtship, followed by marriage, and then comes the sex. And the baby in the baby carriage comes after that, right? If you're doing it out of order, God says in his word, well, the remedy is to get it in order. And getting it in order is getting married. You skipped step number 2. You went right to step number 3. Now you need to go back and do step number 2. And I would say to those of you that are here that are single, if you are sleeping with your boyfriend or you're sleeping with your girlfriend, you need to get married. Or if you're living together, you need to get married. And you need to get married like this week. Like go to the courthouse this week, get a marriage license, and ask the person who issues your marriage license, will you marry us right now, right here? Don't do this thing where like, well, we got to plan a wedding and we want to get married a year from now. No, get married this week and then plan a wedding. Because you don't want to continue to live in sexual sin for the next year while you're planning this wedding that you think God is going to bless and ordain. And don't say, well, we're married in God's eyes. No, you're not. You're fornicating in God's eyes. You're not married in God's eyes. Look at verse 17. So if this guy and this girl are hooking up and sleeping together, God says, well, you guys need to just go ahead and get married. If you're skipping to step number 3, let's just go ahead and do step number 2 and get married. But in verse 17, look what it says. If her father... If you think you're married in God's eyes, what does her dad say about that? Does her dad say you're married in God's eyes, or does her dad think you're just shacking up together? If her father utterly refuses to give her to him, guess you're not married, he shall pay, look at this, he shall pay money according to the bride price of virgins. So if her dad says, you're not marrying my daughter, you bum, right? Look what it says. He still has to pay the bride price to her father because he slept with his daughter. Now, the bride price was about 3 years' salary. So whatever you make a year, multiply it by three. That's the bride price. If it's done correctly, where you do it in order, courtship, marriage, sex, you've done it the right way, the bride price is paid to the father of the bride, and it's a lot of money. It's a big transfer of wealth from the groom's family over to the bride's family, and that father of the bride holds that money, and when he passes away, it's given to his bride for her family. It's passed back down, so it comes back to him, the son in law, the groom, it comes back to him eventually, but you've done it out of order now. And so even though you can't get married to her because the father doesn't approve of you, because you're a bum, you still have to pay the bride price, which is like 3 years' income, and you get nothing. You don't get to marry the girl. And you got to give over this huge sum of money, your life savings, your family has to. And oh, by the way, now you don't have a bride price to pay for some other girl to give to her family because you've already given that money to the first girl. And so premarital sex is costly. It's costly in a lot of ways. And if they would have done it in the right order, the couple would not have suffered so much loss. And isn't that the case with sex out of marriage? There's so much lost, and it's so costly in so many ways. So let's lighten it up a little bit here. That was kind of a heavy verse. Let's lighten it up. Verse 18: You shall not permit a sorceress to live. How about that? Okay, listen, as followers of Jesus Christ, we should have nothing to do with sorcery or witchcraft or witches. And I know that sorcery and witchcraft, it's very popular in our culture. There's very popular books that are glamorizing sorcery and witchcraft and spells. And what it's really doing is it's desensitizing our culture to demonic things because they're demonic. And so we shouldn't have anything to do with these things.
Pastor Dan will share the second half of today's message in just a moment. But first, he'd like to take a moment to tell you how you can receive prayer for your needs.
Do you need prayer today? Every week we receive prayer requests from our listeners. If you need prayer for anything at all, we would like to pray for you right now. You can share your prayer request with us through our website, calvaryec.com. Again, that's calvaryec.com, or through our church app, or by calling us at 410-491-4592. And can I ask you to pray for us as well? Pray for the Ring of Truth radio ministry as we bring the Word of God to those who need it.
Thanks, Pastor Dan, and thank you for praying. Now, let's finish today's message.
Okay, now we're really going to lighten the mood in verse 19. Whoever lies with an animal sexually shall surely be put to death. Getting better by the minute, right? Wait till we get to Leviticus. Now, why does God put this in his law? I'll tell you why. Because it was practiced by the Egyptians, where the children of Israel came from. It was widely practiced, and it was widely practiced by the Canaanites, where they're going. Understand that the children of Israel, they lived in a world that was very depraved and sexually perverse. All around them, there was all kinds of sexual depravity and sexual perversion happening. Not unlike the world we live in today. And so he says, don't allow it. Don't allow it at all among you, not among my people. When God gives over a society because they've suppressed the truth, right? And he gives them over, and it's mentioned three times in Romans 1 that he gave them over to their vile passions, it says, right? And I mentioned that when God gives a nation over, a society or a culture over, one of the things that you see in that culture is an explosion of sexual immorality. What we called in our culture the sexual revolution of the 1960s and 70s. And then as God continues to give that nation over because it refuses to turn back, as you read through Romans chapter 1, then they're given to vile passions, and then there's an explosion of homosexuality in a society that's been given over. And then the third time when it says that God gave them over, he says they have a debased mind or a depraved mind. And that's where you end up, where people aren't even thinking right anymore. And that's why you see gender confusion in our society right now, where men are claiming to be women and women men, and the whole pronoun thing going on that is just, it's insanity. But it's because it's a nation that's been given over to its sin, and it develops down to a debased mind, a depraved thinking. Bestiality is part of that. That's where it goes. And one thing that people do in any society, any culture throughout history, one thing that people do when they're given over to their vile passions and a debased mind, they begin to remove the distinctions that God has established in his creative order. And again, you see that happening in our culture, where the distinctions are being erased between male and female and gender confusion and all of this stuff. All those distinctions that God establishes in his creation, he created the male and female, he created them. Now the debased mind erases that. And what will also be erased in a culture that has become debased is the distinction between man, who's created in God's image, and animals. And a debased mind will say, well, no, there's no distinction. And I can love an animal like I love a human being. And I can be intimate with an animal the way that I can with a human being. That's where it goes. That's where it went back then. And that's why God says to his people, because you're coming out of this and you're going to this, he says, I don't allow it. Don't allow it at all in your culture. Verse 20, he who sacrifices to any god except to the Lord only, he shall be utterly destroyed. Don't allow the worship of other gods. Worship the Lord Jehovah only. You shall neither mistreat a stranger nor oppress him, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You know what it's like to be a stranger. You know what it's like to be oppressed and mistreated, so you don't do that to strangers in your country. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. Those were the most vulnerable people in society. It was a patriarchal society, and there's no man in the home, in the family, to protect the wife and to protect the children. So they were the most vulnerable. And God says, don't afflict the widow. Don't take advantage of them, or the fatherless child, the orphan. If you afflict them in any way, and they cry at all to me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will become hot, and I will kill you with the sword. Your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. God says, I will be the patriarch to the widow and to the fatherless child. And if you do anything against them, I'm going to avenge them. If you lend money to any of my people who are poor among you, you shall not be like a moneylender to him. You shall not charge him interest. This is a poor person. You know, they're borrowing money. Just lend them the money. Don't charge them interest. If you ever take your neighbor's garment as a pledge, his coat, you shall return it to him before the sun goes down. for that is his only covering. It is his garment for his skin. What will he sleep in? This is God speaking. And it will be that when he cries to me, I will hear, for I am gracious. So here you have somebody that's so poor, they want to borrow money. The only thing they can offer as collateral is their coat that they sleep in. And God says, if that's what they give you for collateral, give it back to them at the end of the day so they can use it as a blanket at night, because that's all that they have. Be merciful to people. Be gracious to people. Verse 28, you shall not revile God, nor curse a ruler of your people. As Christians, we shouldn't curse the rulers of our people. You know, if somebody is in office and you don't like them or don't agree with them, that's fine. Just don't curse them. You shall not delay to offer the first of your ripe produce and your juices, the firstborn of your sons, you shall give to me. Likewise, you shall do with your oxen and your sheep. It shall be with its mother 7 days. On the eighth day, you shall give it to me. So you're to give the first of everything to God, not your leftovers. Not after we've paid everything, if we've got some money left over, we'll give some of that to God. No, you give him the first of everything. And when you do that, then you're living by faith. Because if you give him the first fruits, then you're trusting he's going to provide more fruit for you. If you wait until you've got all your bills paid and money in the bank, and okay, all right, now I think we can give him something. That's not faith. Verse 31, and here's the whole point, and we're finishing up now. And you shall be holy men to me. You shall be holy men to me. That's the whole purpose of these laws. They're living in the midst of pagan, heathen, ungodly, perverted people. And God says, I want you to live this way. I want you to keep these laws so that you are distinct from the world around you, so that you're holy, so that you're set apart, so that you're not like the world, so that you don't look like them or talk like them or sound like them or behave like them. And you're going to distinguish yourself from the world by doing these things and being holy. Holy men to me. You shall not eat meat torn by beasts in the field. You shall throw it to the dogs. Isn't it amazing that God has to say that to us? Hey, if you find roadkill, don't eat it. It's kind of like, you know, when you go somewhere, like if you go to like a business and they've got some absurd sounding rule written down up on the wall, you know, the reason they had to create that rule is because some fool did that when they came in here. And here's God saying to his people, hey, please don't eat roadkill. Just give it to the dogs. And he's got to say that because he knows us. Right? I mean, if any of you hunt and you have seen a dead buck on the side of the road, you had the thought, I wonder how long it's been dead. Right? Because there's a part of you that thought, well, if it just got killed, it's still fresh. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we thank you for all of these commands. And Lord Jesus, we thank you most of all that you came and died for us, Lord. And you paid for all of our sins and all the ways that we fail to erase the record of wrongs against us. We thank you for that. And we praise you for it, Lord. Help us to walk in holiness. Help us to not be like the world. Help us to be set apart from this world. And Lord, we just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. He asked me how I know, and I say it rings truer than the finest crystal.
Did you know that Ring of Truth is a listener-supported ministry aimed to bring you God's Word wherever you're at? Whether you're at home or on the road, we're here to help you grow in your faith. You love to stay connected through social media? Find us on Facebook. Listen to us on iTunes and our podcast. There are numerous other ways to stay up to date with what's happening at Ring of Truth. All you have to do is go to calvaryec.com to get started. Our mission and vision and what we believe can be found on our website as well. In case you didn't catch that website, it's calvaryec.com. Ring of Truth is a radio ministry that comes to you from Columbia, Maryland. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. For those of you who aren't morning people, we also have a Sunday afternoon service at 12:30 p.m. Or you're welcome to come Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Take your pick, but please, come if you're in the area. Did you know that live stream is available for those unable to attend in person? For all of our long-distance listeners, we hope you'll utilize this tool to stay connected. Pastor Dan has been teaching from the book of Exodus, and he's not done yet. Be sure to come back again as he continues pulling nuggets from this Old Testament book. Thanks for staying tuned in today to Ring of Truth.
I see the signs and I recognize the hands that craft it. And well, I know because I know His voice, and it only takes
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.